Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. So listen, if you don't mind, 1 Peter, let's go there just for a moment. The Lord told me to just kind of use this as a springboard. 1 Peter chapter 5, and let's look, if you don't mind, verse number 7. That sounds like a good verse, doesn't it? Read it to you in the Amplified, then I want to give you a translation of that, all right? 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all, the whole of your care, all of your anxieties upon your worries, all your concerns once and for all. That's what I like about the Amplified. Can I start out and read that again? Casting all of your care, the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all. Say once and for all. See, God wants you to do something once and for all. How many times do you get saved? Once. Once and for all. How many times does the high priest go in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, into the Holy of Holies? Every year. But then the high priest Jesus came and went in what? One time, and he'll never have to go back again. Amen? So say once and for all, I'm going to give it to Jesus. All right? Listen to me. Listen to the rest of this now. Once and for all, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Who does? Jesus, I'll tell you, there's nobody else who's going to do that for you, because as human beings, we're going to fail and we're going to stumble and fall. Now, listen to this translation, if you don't mind, of 1 Peter 5, 7. Take that heavy burden, that difficulty or challenge you are carrying. How many of you are carrying something today? Sometimes we carry it without knowing it. Sometimes we carry it knowing it. But what's God telling us through the Word of God here in 1 Peter 5, 7? Take it, the difficulty, the challenge you're carrying, that one that has arisen due to circumstances that have created hardships and struggles in your life. There's not one person here watching or listening has not gone through difficulties, struggles, trials, circumstances. All of us go through that. Am I right? Some people think, well, when they got saved and asked Jesus in their life, all that would end. Not truth. Amen. It's always going to be there. Well, I got a better job, making more money. That means I won't be in debt. You know what you do? You usually chew up the increase you got, and you're in debt at a higher level, all right? Those things happen in life. Listen, fling those worries, anxieties over onto the back of the Lord. Let him carry them for you. The Lord is extremely interested in every facet of your life and is genuinely concerned about your welfare. Every aspect, amen? Don't go on Facebook and tell everybody who's on your Facebook page about it, because eventually they're going to wind up turning on you because they got some juicy stuff on you. Bring everything to Jesus. The Holy Ghost is a confidant. Jesus is a confidant. He's there to take every care, every worry, anxiety, the circumstances you're going to, and place them upon himself. Amen? I don't know where you'll ever find anybody like that, but I know somebody named Jesus where it's true. Amen? Now, if you don't mind, go over to Hebrews chapter 11. How many of you know that's called the Hall of Faith by so many? But I want you to read these first three verses. The message title is what? What's holding you back? And I'm going to give you, to me, the key ingredient that what holds people back in every area of your life. God speaks a rhema word to somebody. Understand, a rhema word is not for the preacher only. A rhema word is something God can speak to you in your everyday life. Maybe in business, God has spoken a rhema word for you. God spoke something to me today. I got to go back into my prayer room and say, okay, God, what exactly do you mean by that? I really don't know. But he gave me a rhema word. I'm not going to let it lie there, because the Logos, as I was reading it, became rhema. God wants to give you a rhema word for your family, for your job, for your neighborhood, like I said before, and your business. There are so many entrepreneurs, and you haven't stepped out onto the water yet. Amen? I'm telling you, if Peter can do it, you can do it. Remember, Peter didn't step on water, he stepped on the word. You and I can step on this precious word of God, and we can walk across the troubled waters. Amen? Now look at this scripture verse, the first three, Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to read it out of the King James, if you don't mind, today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Third verse. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, when you read that, it's always been said, and I believed it till I started studying a little bit more. It's a description of faith. Now, listen, the word, when it says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. I want you to go beyond the definition. I want you to say this out loud, if you don't mind. It's the behavior of faith. Now, why do we say that, Pastor? Let me go ahead to say that to you. Look at the second verse. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Who did? Everybody listening in Hebrews 11 had what? A good report. You got that now? So what are we talking about? We're talking about people just like you and me. Well, God didn't call me to be a preacher. No. If God tells you to go visit somebody in a hospital, go over and help somebody with their grocery bags, open a door for somebody, and you hear that from God and you do it, my God, you're at a different plane than even most preachers are. Because they don't want to break the tradition of what they normally do in a certain period of time. I'm here to tell you, I break tradition of men all the time. Because when God speaks, get out of my way. Go like that. Just get out of my way. When God speaks and gives me a rhema word, I'm off and running. Amen? I'm not going to let go of a rhema word he speaks to me. Because the rhema word will keep coming, and then he needs people to be obedient to what he's saying. We can't stop and think, well, how are we going to do that? If I stopped every time I heard that word, or you stopped every time you heard a rhema word, said, well, how am I going to do that? He never asks us how. He's looking for us just to say yes. Amen? Try that word. Yes. Look at this first word. Write some of these notes down for yourself. Don't let Hebrews 11, 1, 2, and 3 just escape because you don't have something to write on. Write on your Bible. Write on a piece of paper. Write somewhere. Put the notes down and then get them on the inside of you. Fair enough? Listen, it's a compound word. I'm going to get a little technical so you can understand. It's a compound word which means to come alongside. When you hear about the Holy Spirit, one of his names is to come alongside. Amen? To do what? To help. That means come alongside. And another part of that word, the second part, means to stand. When you put it together, it means this: to stand by or alongside of something. Now read this again. Faith is the substance. It's the what? It's the thing that stands by or comes alongside of us. Amen? When you look at another definition of faith, it says that faith has parameters. Faith has boundaries. Wow. If faith has boundaries and you and I step out of the boundary of faith, we say, why aren't things working? Because there are boundaries. If you step outside the lines, what happens? The referee will do what? Blow the whistle and say out of bounds, it goes to the other team. Well, faith has parameters. Faith has boundaries. The Bible says to everyone is given a what? A measure of faith. Some have little faith and weak faith and strong faith, but you and I can develop the faith God's given us, or we could just leave it what? And do nothing. The Bible talks about the parable of the man when he went away, he gave so much to each one of his servants and each one of them invested, but what did one do? He buried it and said, look, I held on to it just in case the stock market collapsed. And when he gave it back to him, what did the master say to the servant? He didn't like that. What did he do with him? Took it away. God wants us to take what he gives us and invest it. It means like a cow chews its cud. Have you ever seen a cow chew some grass? And after he chews it and swallows it, what did he do? Spits it back up again. Because the first part of the digestive system in a human being is what? Is our teeth in our mouth. How many times you see people, they actually swallow their food, it goes right by the teeth and right, look. And then later on, they're holding on their belly. You got any Pepto-Bismol? You got anything what? Because you can't do that to your belly. Your belly says, I can't take that. But when you chew it and break it down, so when it gets into your stomach, the acids in your stomach can what? Break it down a little bit further. So when the Bible says meditate on the word of God, it means to look at the scripture. Don't just go by it. Look at it, meditate on it, and read it over and over again until suddenly that little scripture verse becomes a what? Becomes a rhema to you. It becomes alive to you. It becomes alive to me. Meditate on the word of God. How often should we do that? Every single day. Amen. Let's go over to Mark chapter 4. Let's go over to Mark chapter 4. Take a look with me if you don't mind. Verse 12. Look at it. In order that they may indeed look but not see and perceive, and may hear and hear but not grasp and comprehend, lest happily they should turn again, and it their willful rejection of the what? The truth should be forgiven them. Now look at verse 13. And he said to them, do you not discern and understand this parable? How then is it possible for you to discern and understand all of the parables. Now, when I see that, it becomes rhema to me. Because what's Jesus saying? If you understand this parable, you're not going to have a whole bunch of trouble with a whole bunch of other things I'm going to say. Later on, he says this. He says, now that you understand the parables, I can go a little bit deeper and give you something beyond parables. See, this is a maturity that takes place. So if we understand, now what's this parable about? Sowing and reaping. Well, I'm not a farmer. I don't know what you're talking about. What you give, if you'll get, everything operates through love. Say that with me. Everything operates through love. Everything does. What kind of love? God's agape love. That's the only way it's ever going to work. It always operates through love. And if you give love out, what comes back? You expect hate to come back when you give out love? Don't. You can take it over into your finances, take it over into anything you do in life, your stewardship principles. If you give, it must come back. Remember, 20-some years ago, I think it was a plane crash off Long Island, and we were in the Jersey Shore a couple weeks later, and stuff from the aircraft was coming onto shore. That's a long way away. Whatever goes out is going to eventually do what? Come back in. It's a principle. It works every time. Whatever you and I sow out must come back. It says it in the New Testament. If you give more, more comes back. There's a little expression that you and I may know how many seeds are in an apple, but God knows how many apples and orchards are in the seed. See, we don't know, but he does. Boy, if he knows and I don't, I want to get to know him a little bit better. Amen. So Jesus is talking here about what? A parable, and if you and I know this parable cold, it will take us through everything in life. How do you think this church got to where it got? It gives away monies. It sows time in the pastors. It helps missionaries. We're always doing something in the area of what? Giving. When God gives a rhema, we step out on it. Can I tell you what I'm not saying this to blow my mind, but listen, I'm walking down the hall after Tuesday night, and the Lord told me to stop two people, and I said, here's some money. Go out and buy some ice cream. And they said, no, we got to go home. Then Lou was walking down the hall. Remember Lou? And I said, Lou, here, take the family out and buy them some ice cream. You know? He looked at me and said, good decision not to eat ice cream. Then somebody else was walking down the hall, and I said, here, this is for you. And they started crying and said, I have no gas in my gas tank. I'm on the other side of a quarter. And as soon as I heard that, in my spirit, the Lord said, give this person five times. And then she cried more. The next day, there's a birthday card on my desk. Opened it up, $200 in it. Now, I didn't give something away to get something back. I'm just telling you, the principles of God's word work in every area of your life, every stewardship principle, your finances. Listen to me. I've been doing this most of my life. I know it works. I make decisions based on the word of God, and by a rhema, God will speak to me as I read the word of God and meditate on it. That's not for the preacher only. It's for everybody. How many of you are believers here today? Raise your hand. Go like this. Then God wants to give you a rhema word for today, a rhema word for tomorrow. He wants to give you a word that will start germinating on the inside of you and will produce after its own kind.
We hope you were blessed by today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. Harvest Church invites you to join us for special evening services with evangelist Ted Shuttlesworth. Ted Shuttlesworth has been ministering throughout the United States for over 40 years, winning countless souls for Christ and moving in God's miracle-working power. These special services will be held Sunday, November 6th through Wednesday, November 9th at 7 p.m. For more information on this event or to listen to today's message again, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. That's soldoutforjesus.com.